Hey, it's Kathy. Before we get into today's episode, I have something so cool to tell you about. I'm kicking off a free training. It's a free 5-day abundance activation challenge. It starts on May 6th, and I'll be going live every day with you to give you the practical tools that you need to become a master manifester and create more abundance in your life. If you're curious about manifesting and elevating your vibration to start attracting more abundance, if you want tools you can use to tap into the high vibe energy at the drop of a hat, or you're simply seeking truth and joy in life, this challenge is designed for you. I'll be covering the practices and tools to tune your vibration, claim your worth, and co-create with the universe. It's just going to be so much fun. This is the thing that I have been most excited to put together, and I have been working on this behind the scenes really for the last 2 years, and it's finally here. And if you wanted to just do a deep dive into all the spiritual and all the energetic tools that really you can use that are right here, that are within you, that will allow all these incredible gifts that are hidden in plain sight already to start being a part of your life. I'm so excited for this. We always have so much fun, but this is actually something I've been working on for over 2 years, and it's finally here. So save your spot now. You can sign up for free at kathyheller.com/5-day, and that's the number 5. Hey guys, it's Kathy. I just want to share an extra mini episode with you every single week because I want to be there for you. I want to be there to encourage you. I want to be there to help you see things in a way that just feels like it's doable, like you are so much closer than you really think. And I want to show you what's possible. So here's one of our minisodes. I hope you like it. Take a listen.
So you know how earlier we were talking about how we sometimes we feel like shit, but then
yes.
we remind ourselves that if we could actually feel good, maybe we could create something in the 3D, and then we really shouldn't look for it because it's not about the outcome. But then I was like, no, because you already got the outcome. Here's what I mean. People will talk to each other a lot about the things that they want here and there. You know, sometimes they complain more than they talk about that. But if they talk about it, they'll say things like, I really want to hit this goal in my business. I really want to get this house in Santa Barbara. I really want to help my so-and-so do this. I really want my kids through this school. So we'll talk about our desires in these forms, right? These 3D forms a lot. And we get excited by them. You know, we make lists and vision boards, and we talk to people about it, and we bring it up on New Year's, and we talk about these things. And really, and really, and really, and really, and really, truly, the thing that we really want, and as soon as I say it, you're going to be like, oh, that's true. The thing we really want is a feeling of bliss, is a feeling of transcendence, is a feeling of wholeness, is a feeling of connection, is a feeling of deep, deep, deep integration. And as soon as I say that, you go, you know what? That's really true. Just those words feel so good. But we don't say that to each other. We don't say, you know, this year for my goals, integration, authentic power. Like, yes, you might say that to the girls in the mastermind. You might say that to your best friend. But people are talking about their life in terms of the external validation, things and experiences. Why I say that is because when you have that feeling of wholeness, and you're like in your authentic power and you're feeling connected, there's that feeling of transcendence. None of those things happen. You don't lose anything. No one can come at you. You just are part of something much bigger than yourself. The little self kind of like falls away, and a feeling of being just part of this intergalactic space, being nobody, takes over. And it feels so good to be nobody. And when you're nobody, nowhere, no time, you have everything. And when you have everything, it can never be taken. And so it's interesting how not only do you want these external things so bad that you'll make yourself almost sick because it's so much to want, who are you to want it? But then there's a double bind, because if you had it, you could lose it. And if you have, so it's all still outside of you, right? As opposed to being inside. Because Amy is a character who is outside of you, and you're giving her so much power, and she's got so much at stake and so much to lose, and she can't do anything to feel whole because she's not even real. She's made up, right? Because your hair has changed, body's changed. Your body's a process. Your body will keep changing. Like, you won't look like this at 95, but your soul will look the same, right? Your body is a process. Amy is a process, but you're not. So we keep talking about you externally, and that's why it's going to feel really scary. But when you knock yourself back into truth, and it's just this thing they call Amy, but you can't really call her Amy because she's this endless, awesome, energetic field, right? Part of this whole field. There's nothing. Nobody can come at you. Your kids aren't vulnerable. And that's really when your kids aren't vulnerable. Because to have a mother who has authentic power means find theirs because they tune their instrument to you. And then you go, wait, why would I keep myself from success? Wait, why would I keep myself from war coming through? Oh, because I'm making it about me. I'm not making it about this oneness, right? I love when Oprah says she asks God every day to make her a good custodian of all this energy. Make me a good custodian of this money, because that's all that she is. In her lifetime, in her grandchildren's lifetime, in her great-grandchildren's lifetime, they would never be able to spend all that money. That's how much money they are all now a custodian. There's so much of it. That's why these very, very rich people are like, do you know how rich they are? I'm like, do you know who's curing malaria? Do you know who's single-handedly curing malaria? The Gates Foundation, right? And it's just like, I don't know him. He might be a douchebag. But just because somebody's a billionaire doesn't like make them liable of being a douchebag. There's a lot of people who have no money who don't seem very nice to me. What are you doing? What are you talking about? Like, these people now have a giant responsibility because they have more money than they could ever spend in a lifetime, in 29 lifetimes, in 4,000 lifetimes, and they got to do something with it. And sometimes they do really big, good things with it. Oh, what do you think of that? It's just ego. It's unbelievable what people do with their egos. They're just jealous. They can't see straight because they think they need to be jealous because they think they're apart from it because they think they can't access it. It's all a shit show. But most people somehow, some way can get to it if they really just open up to it. So that's the good news. But with you, do you see how that's such a different, do you see the paradigm shift in that? So if we could bring you into what's available right now, which is what you really want, just connection and bliss and that feeling of integration with full source energy. Oh, you have it today. You have it today on this Tuesday. And that's the spot. And no one can take that from you. And when you make a business from that place, watch out. Everyone wants to be there. They're just looking to plug in. Like, oh, I can plug in there. Let me just reassure you, you are never not there. Your mind is wandering. You're always there. You really, as far as you know and I know, this electric current, it's in your pulse. You're never waking up worried about that, right? You're really not. You're not worried right. That pulse is ever going to stop. And it's literally there for you every second right there, right? As long as that's going on, at least in this experience of light, it doesn't go anywhere. But your mind is going somewhere and it's always welcoming you back. It's always, the universe is net positive. So it's always there to kind of like, as soon as you take one tiny step toward it, it comes to get you. It comes to pull you the rest of the way there because it's always operating there. It's just a veil that gets very, it makes you see things differently than they are, but it's actually not true. So what would be fun is if you started to work with the power of aligning this 5% of your conscious mind with the rest of your unconscious mind and make those soldiers, every one of those 70,000 thoughts, make them work for your consciousness. And you know how you do that? You tell it who's boss. And you say things like, when I am in center, I can't help but make lots of money. When I feel who I really am, that's when all the money comes in. When I feel connected, when I'm having fun, when I'm letting go, that's when my kids are the safest because that's when I'm operating not from ego. When I am in wholeness, the money pours in. And your mind will organize itself around that and then it will let you have it. But right now, your mind is working on behalf of your ego. So it's working against you and it's very powerful. And so all that energy that you could turn on literally to create chemicals in your body and frequency in your field, you're turning it all off and you're actually working it against yourself. And it makes people physically ill. That is the scientific evidence. Like it literally makes people sick. It's toxic. So it's just about moving into this wholeness, you know? And then, oh my gosh, what could you allow in? If you stop believing all this stuff and you let go of being somebody and you were nobody, just dropped into this field of oneness, this energy, who would you get to meet? What experiences do you get to have? What amount of love do you get to move? How much more coherence do you offer? Because resistance, we have so much of it. It actually doesn't serve your kids, right? That's who you're working for. And it doesn't serve your world. It just keeps the momentum of resistance for your neighbor, for her friend, for the, you know, it's like there's so much of it. And when we become nobody, how much do we get to allow in? And then I say, and then there's the opposite, right? If we held on to being somebody and this somebody has all of these survival skills in place, who do we not get to meet? What experiences do we not get to have? You know, what do we not get to do? What do we not get to bring into the world? And why do we think, by the way, that somebody else is better equipped to move the generation forward? What do they have that's different? We all have the same antenna, right? So it's like we kind of take ourselves out of this beautiful thing that we're in. And what if we all have the same capacity to move out of our somebody suit, you know, into the oneness place where we are no body. We're not a body. We're not an artifact. We're something so much bigger than that. And then what if each of us can move us all forward? And this is where I go with you, because then you can see that when you wrote all, I wrote those things down, people can come at you. You can lose everything. What are you talking about? It's silly. Right. Yeah. So let's go back. Let's go back to the vision. Yeah. Cause isn't it easier to be seen when you're nobody? And anyway, people only see what they see in themselves. So if they see themselves as an ego and really they see themselves as being out of integrity, it's all they'll see in you. Won't matter how much sweetness there is. They won't really see it. And if they see this godliness, this oneness in themselves, they'll see it in you like that. And right. Then the real sweet spot is the people in the middle who are somewhat open. And those are the people we move into resonance. That's what we're all trying to do. You're not going to be able to get everybody from the point of reception that they're in. There's some people they just need. They've got the wick lit and they just need you to come and fan the flame. And then they're like, I'm on, I'm fully on. And that's what we're trying to do, is move everybody into a place of elevated state of collective consciousness. And we're all trying to do it in our own way. So this is what we all need. Step out of the somebody suit.
I hope you got something out of that. If you like these minisodes, then please share it with someone you know who needs to hear it. And if you post about this episode on Instagram, you can tag me at Kathy.Heller, because I always love reposting. I love you so much. I'll talk to you again soon.